Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Priscilla Presley, the late Elvis Presley's ex-wife, has filed legal documents contesting the will of her late daughter, Lisa Marie. Now, Lisa Marie died at a California hospital earlier this month after paramedics answered a 911 call reporting a woman in cardiac arrest. The LA County Coroner is investigating and hasn't yet given a cause of death. The legal action comes just a week after a public memorial service for Lisa Marie at the family's Graceland estate. Let's hear some of her mother, Priscilla's, emotional tribute to her daughter that day.
She knew that I loved her. I fear I'll never touch her, but the old soul is always with me. She doesn't drift above. That says it all. And thank you all for being here. Now, Rome, your brother, thank you for being here. And the family, of course, and all of you. Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all love you. Thank you.
So that's a very emotional Priscilla Presley speaking at Graceland last week. But there are now questions being asked about the relationship between Priscilla and her daughter before she died. And with more on this, I'm joined on the line by Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio. Good morning, Terry. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about this. Amendments were made to Lisa Marie's living will or living trust back in 2016 that it seems now Priscilla didn't know about until after Lisa Marie died.
Right. Well, first off, this living trust, there was no will, or at least as of now, we know of no will that was filed. So this living trust in which Lisa Marie appointed two trustees, which was Priscilla and the business manager, Barry Siegel, was in effect in case anything happened to Lisa Marie and how her assets would be distributed. What Priscilla has filed papers for is that, one, she didn't know that in 2016 this was allegedly amended. She says that it exists only as a PDF. The signature is not consistent with Lisa Marie's. The signature is on a blank page with no text, and it misspells her name. So she's questioning the validity of this and wants to go back to a living trust that was made in 2010, which kept her and Barry Siegel as the co-trustees of the estate.
So this amendment in 2016 removed Barry Siegel and Priscilla and replaced them with Riley and Benjamin, Lisa Marie's two oldest children. But of course, Benjamin died by suicide in 2020.
That's correct. So as of now, if the 2016 living trust remains valid, Riley would become the sole heir to the Elvis Presley estate.
How much are we talking here? Because I read reports that Lisa Marie's fortune had dwindled from $100 million to $14,000.
That's exactly right. We don't know. That $100 million number has been thrown around. The estate has had its ups and downs, but right now there is no indication of how much it is worth. We do know that Lisa Marie owns Graceland estate outright, and she has a 15% stake in Graceland Enterprises, which manages Elvis's estate.
A lot has been said since Priscilla took this action. A lot of speculation around the relationship between Priscilla and Lisa Marie. What do we know, Terry, about that?
That's really not, you know, not too clear. I mean, they, by all apparent observations, they appear to be pretty close. Now, whether it was very tight, whether it was cordial, whatever it was, it appeared to be that they had a normal mother-daughter relationship. However, as we all know, Lisa Marie has had a rocky life in some portions of her life with several ex-husbands. You know, there were issues with substances. So was there something underneath the surface that we don't know yet, and we'll have to see how that comes out if this goes farther in court.
But Priscilla alleging that this amendment to the living trust, that the signature is not consistent with Lisa Marie's signature, is she pointing the finger at her granddaughter, the actress Riley Keough?
Again, not sure about that, because in her court filings, she would be co-trustee with Riley. So what is she pointing in at Riley? Was she pointing at maybe Benjamin? Was she pointing to an ex-husband? That is not clear. She hasn't made that known. But Riley would still be, regardless of what happens, Riley would be either the trustee or co-trustee in the living trust. Mm-hmm.
Are you expecting to see many more legal challenges surrounding the Presley estate, Terry?
No, I don't. I mean, again, I'm not an Elvis expert, but no, I don't think so, because I think that, you know, again, as you said, this could be worth, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and not tens of millions of dollars. So there may not be, you know, that fight for it. Although if someone thought that they could, you know, make money or restore some of the estate, whether it's through licensing or whatever, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I see, though, Terry, there's some speculation on the TMZ website that while Lisa Marie was in significant debt while she died, the family could be due life insurance payouts totaling $35 million, which might go some way to explaining as to why this situation has arisen now.
Oh, well, yes, $35 million is quite the difference from $15,000.
Absolutely. Well, look, and we'll keep a close eye on that developing story. Terry, thank you very much for joining us again. Terry Sheridan there, news director with WSHU.